Hey, Undisputed listeners, before we start the show, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
LeBron didn't score his first points until the second quarter last night, but it came with a thunderous dunk over Kawhi. LeBron finished with 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. He also had the game-winning putback off his own missed shot. Shannon, what grade would you give LeBron for his performance? Please be objective here.
B plus. I would have gave him an A if he hadn't shot 6 of 19. Mm. But he had the game winner. That's worth something, right, Skip? Mm. He locked up Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on the last shot. That's worth something, right, Skip? And Skip says, the money quarter. Skip says he loves guys that when the game is in the balance, in the late in the ball game, and he's going to come through with flying colors. He did that. He scored of assist or assisted on 13 of the Lakers' 27 fourth quarter points. That driving layup put him up 3. And then what'd he do, Skip? That old game winner. That would it. Don't matter what you do. Skip told me that this is what Skip Bayless has been telling me. We're about to have an anniversary in a little over a month. 4 years. Skip Bayless said it does not matter what you've done the first 3 quarters. Mm-hmm. It only matters what you do in the fourth quarter and if you win the game. Mm. So with that being said, I could give him nothing less than a B plus. Now I almost gave him an A. Like I said, if he'd have shot 10 for 19, you know, 8 for 19, a little bit better. Because he had some great looks. Great, great, great looks.
Yep.
That just didn't go in. But I can't give him but a B plus. I can't. I'm going to be honest, Skip. 7 assists. I mean, but you think about the assists. He had 4 early. And guys just couldn't make any more open shots. But you know what? I can live with that. Because I know that shot going to come. That shot going to come, Skip.
And it goes.
It mostly goes.
All I know. Hold on. The man's a career 50% shooter from the floor. Mm-hmm. That's better than you
a lot
know.
Of layups and dunks.
Do I count?
Yep.
Okay, then.
They counted last night. Luckiest
what about
last
the three?
Shot I've
What about
seen.
The threes?
He finally made a couple. He was 2 for 7. I will give you that much. So, for LeBron James last night, through the first 3 quarters, by his very lofty standards, because somebody across the table keeps telling me he is still the best player on the planet. Somebody across the table continues to tell me he's the best player of all time. So he says, and I keep waiting to get struck by lightning sitting across from you, and I'm glad we are socially distancing because the lightning should strike you when you say that and leave me out of it. But the point is, by those standards, through the first 3 quarters, he deserved a flat-out F. I think even if you were on a lie detector, you would give LeBron James an F for the first 3 quarters.
D.
He's fumbling. He's stumbling. He's getting the ball taken right out of his hands twice by Kawhi, once by Joakim Noah just took it right out of his hands. LeBron, what are you doing? Are you completely out of it? We're going to talk about the Gray leaving his beard last night. I don't know what happened.
What did he talk about?
It just disappeared. I don't know. But he should have just left it in because he's playing like an old man for 3 quarters.
And then what happened?
Well, then all of a sudden, he changed shoes. Mm-hmm. And I think it changed his mindset. And you know how sometimes the silliest little change can make you feel like, maybe I just flipped a switch.
Yes.
Like some sort of, you know, out in the universe. Maybe I just brought new power in by changing my shoes, right?
And Skip, they said, and then you hear guys say, well, why'd you change your shoes? Well, there weren't no buckets in those shoes.
Yeah. Okay. So, I buy that. So I don't follow the LeBron shoes, but you say he went to the unreleased 18.
It looked like it was an 18,
and they were fluorescent, sort of Miami Vice-y sort of colors. Mm-hmm. And they look kind of crazy to me, but I'm not a LeBron shoe fan. So again,
you're a hater.
Well, I'm not a hater. I bought once upon a time. I don't even know what they were. They were Lowe's, and I thought, oh, they're kind of cool. This is like 12 years ago. I thought, I'm going to give him my money. I'm just going to try. And they fell apart. I don't know. They did.
That did not fall apart. See, there you go with that.
I don't know. So I'm a Jordan man, except for my one pair of New Balance, my Kawhis. They were given to me.
Did you see with them essential workers that your guy had on? That might be why he couldn't get around Kawhi with LeBron.
So he can't get any lift because they're just too clunky, heavy.
Heavy. Yep.
So again, F for the first three quarters, and I'm going to give him an A minus because he played very well. I'm not going to give him great for the fourth quarter. I mean, what did he score? Seven points.
Okay. Four rebounds, two assists.
3 of 7. 1 of 3 from three. It's not like all-time stats. It's not the kind of stats that you can keep reciting for a whole show to say, oh, what are you going to do with 27-7-7 or whatever it is, 28-8-8?
Yeah.
It's not those kind of numbers.
No, it wasn't that type of night.
Right? And what's his grand total points for this night?
16.
16 points. Well, by his standards, that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, he didn't shoot the ball well. Okay. He didn't get to the free throw line, only 2 free throw attempts.
So I'm going to average those two grades, F and A minus, both very objective, and that brings me to a C plus. So C plus, that's about what kind of night he had. But he is getting credit for a game winner that was simply the luckiest game winner I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like what happened. He gets Marcus Morris on him. They bang into each other. LeBron jacks up a shot that most other players would get yanked from the game for even trying to take.
I know they would. That's
yes, they would. It's just a horrible shot. It's so bad. It's so short. It grazes the underside of the rim and ricochets straight back to a LeBron while all 9 other players sort of stop like, are you going to blow a whistle here? Isn't it a charge? Didn't he charge?
No, he's an and one.
Yeah. And Marcus Morris is like, flopping for the charge. So he's completely out of the picture at that point. And LeBron says, look what I found. I found a basketball and I found a super highway to the basket. And Doc had gone small.
Well, whatever, if you don't mind me asking, why would Kawhi switch it?
Switch what?
They put him in the pick and roll, yeah. Why did he fight over the top of that? Okay. That's what LeBron did.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because to my eye, I would have fought over the pick every time.
Because he didn't want that problem.
Doc is clearly teaching we're going to switch everything. So they switched on the perimeter. It was very easy for LeBron to escape from Kawhi because all he needed was a pick from another guard.
Well the thing is, if that's Paul George and Kawhi, yeah, okay, you switch that.
Okay,
but anybody
not Marcus
else?
Morris.
No.
Yeah.
No. But even if it's Paul George, Kawhi, you wave that off. Because you remember Kawhi tried to wave off the pick when he tried to get LeBron. He tried to wave off the pick. He said, nah, I don't want it. Yeah. LeBron said, oh, you don't want a pick? You think you get to the basket on me?
Yeah. So help me out. How many game winners have you seen from point blank range uncontested with not a hand in sight or a body in sight where somebody gets a wide open super highway, somebody who is 6'9", and just gets to lay it over the rim for the what became the game winner? How many times do you see that?
I've seen LeBron do it several times. Remember, he hit Paul George with that in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that at least he had to lay it up off the glass. He had to do it with his left hand.
He left-handed.
We know he's ambidextrous. Yeah. I got it. But again, there's a tiny bit of degree of difficulty. That shot, you actually have to blow by Paul George, who took the fake. I don't know what he was thinking about, because LeBron's not going to shoot that jump shot.
Hey, we know your guy didn't shoot no jump shot either. He handed the ball off to Paul George.
Okay,
say, Paul, you take like hot potato. You take it, Paul.
Well, he got stuck because he picked up his dribble.
No. The best player in the NBA can't get stuck.
Well, he gave up. I told you, he gave up. You got to take it home. Finish the play.
LeBron wouldn't let it.
Yeah.
LeBron wouldn't let it.
Okay.
Like I say, he could. What you say?
He's 35 years old.
I can't tell. Yeah. Well, your guy was moving like he was 45 last night.
Sometimes he was. I will buy that. But the point is that LeBron got away with being hailed as clutch. He made a late game-winning shot. It's a lay-in.
Now, you were showing highlights a couple of years ago of him missing layups. You can't miss. He blew a layup. Jenny, you remember that? He missed a layup. Now he gets a game-winning layup. You can't lay the ball up. Now you're talking about he should have shot a 14-footer. Why?
Well, he did shoot a 15-foot just throw-up shot.
Well, he thought...
Just a jack-up shot.
No, he thought Marcus Morris fouled him. They swallowed the whistle. Okay, fine. I'll go get the ball, and I'll put it back in.
So Doc had gone small. There's no Big Zoo. There's no Noah. There's not a Montrezl Harrell because I don't even know where he is. He hasn't made it to the bubble yet.
Skip, you watch AD dismantle Joakim Noah last night. He had 32 points in 3 quarters.
I don't think he dismantled just Joakim.
Okay, Zubac too.
Well, whoever was on it, yeah, he was making shots.
Skip, the thing is, they have no answer.
Okay, but when a 6'10 guy can make three big threes,
yes,
who's going to defend that?
But here's the thing, Skip. You got to realize Paul George and Kawhi are too small. Zubac and Joe Kim are too slow. Trez is too small. They have no... That is the one guy you have no answer for. Mm. So you just like, you hope he missed. You hope he has an off game, and then LeBron James doesn't go crazy. But if AD is on, they got no answer for him.
Okay. How then did AD play the fourth quarter and take one shot and miss it and score a grand total of two free throws?
He only took one shot because LeBron James was taking the game over, doing what he does.
Was he?
Deion
made
Waiters.
Three shots.
What about Deion?
Okay. He made two shots.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's wow. More than what the Clippers made.
Yeah. Well, the Clippers were having to rely on Reggie Jackson and Landry Shamet and Marcus Morris, who were all pathetic. They all look like liabilities. They haven't played in scrimmages. Pat Beverly played, having played in no scrimmages. And he was maybe the best on the floor.
Amir Coffey made a big three.
He made
Patrick
one.
Patrick Peterson made a three.
He made a couple. Actually.
Okay. Yep. He made two shots, yep. Made a three. Oh, I mean, so what's the problem, Skip? Y'all got production. Y'all got production from y'all guys off the bench. We got some production. Okay, what's the problem? What about your superstars? Your superstars, you tell me, don't leave it up to the role players. Your superstars got to bring games home in the fourth quarter. So what happened to your superstar?
They are quarantined or out. Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell. So, those are the fourth quarter superstars of the Los Angeles Clippers.
So in other words, so I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that Lou Will and Trez Harrell are more important than Paul George and Kawhi?
In the fourth quarter, they are the closers for this team. Montrez is just a beast in the fourth quarter. You can't keep him off the rim, off the glass. Have you seen what he'll just terrorize teams
Didn't AD keep him off the rim when last time they played in March?
I don't
What remember. AD do? Oh, you remember.
Well, I remember AD in the first game of the year. He zonked in the fourth quarter. He had a goose egg.
And then we didn't play that well in the second game. But what happened the last two games?
Well, you don't have a closer either.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We saw him last night.
Really?
Yeah.
With the luckiest close you can ever have?
Don't do that, Skip.
If that keeps happening, you're going to win the championship.
Skip, whether you swing and miss or you hit a long fly ball, you're out.
Mm.
You lost, Skip. So you and Kawhi can go back. I mean, Kawhi was dressed like he was going to a scrimmage anyway. Mm. You saw him coming there with Clipper-issued equipment on. Mm. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't think LeBron was actually walking onto the cover of GQ.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah.
That's Lake Buena Vista look.
Is it?
Yeah, that look.
They said it was like 106 last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, can you buy some stuff other than Clipper stuff?
Mm.
Just don't show up to the game in Clipper stuff.
Why not? He's a Clipper. Heart and soul. Could have been a Laker.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
I don't think you're good enough.
We put puss in you last night, though.
Yeah, it was 103 to 101. My guy had a shot to win the game.
Oh, he's your guy now. Paul George,
well,
your guy.
He's on my team.
Oh, that's your team now.
Well, he can be George Paul occasionally. I told you, those guys can't close. LeBron can't close either.
But what
so
about?
We'll see.
So what happened when Lou Will, we put him in the pick and roll, and he got to play defense? What you going to do about that?
That can be a trade-off, but he'll be more positive than negative.
Okay.
Yep.
No mercy.
Last night, we had two awesome NBA games that came down to the wire, but with no fans in attendance. There were virtual fans on panels. How'd you feel about it? Did it work for you?
It doesn't bother me, Skip, because especially, you know, if I'm watching a game at home, Skip, I don't watch with sound anyway. Mm. So I don't know. I think for the players, Skip, I'm surprised because you look at both games, there was a big run, and then the other team got back in it. Without the crowd, without being home, normally we see that, Skip. And I'm like, how is that possible? I'm thinking, with no crowd, how you going to get pumped up? How you hit big shots and get the crowd back into the game? And the next thing you know, the Pelicans have a 16-point lead. It's gone. Mm. The Lakers jump out to a 13-point lead. It's gone. The Clippers jump out to an 11-point lead. It's gone. I'm like, I found it odd that without the crowd, home, with the advantage of home crowds, to get the home team back into the ball game. So I guess, you know, all in all, Skip, I guess crowd in basketball is overrated, huh? Like football, at least you can get penalties and things like that.
Mm.
But for me, Skip, maybe because I'm just so wanting to see live sports, basketball or football or something of that nature, that I'm willing to forego anything. It's like I'm just oblivious. I'm just watching the court. And You know, all of a sudden I see people popping up on at the corner of my eye. They had Chris Bosh. I cut out of Chris Bosh in the stands. I'm like, wow. But it's a pretty clever idea, Skip. And that, and for them for to do it like this in order for us to have entertainment, it doesn't bother me, Skip. But like I said, maybe because we've been without sports for so long and we're yearning for it, we're just oblivious and we don't even notice that the fans are not there.
Yep. So I told you from the start, I'm a basketball or any sport purist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the fans. I would watch, especially those two teams in that second game last night, I would watch them play on the asphalt in the park with no fans or no nets. So just watch them play.
Right.
Because it's greatness out there. Mm-hmm. It's obviously LeBron and AD, and it's Kawhi and Paul George, and it's Doc Rivers, and it's there's greatness on display. Right. And to your point, I've been doing this for a long time, and this pandemic has finally made me sit back and appreciate just how great we have had it.
Mm-hmm.
These are gifted players competing against each other for championships on a nightly basis. Mm-hmm. We're blessed to have this.
Right.
And last night, I went back to hoop heaven, and I didn't care what was going on around the floor. I just cared about that, what is it, 94 feet or
94
whatever.
94 feet.
Yeah. I only cared about that 94 feet. So, to me, I could do without the virtual fans. It looked cheesy. It looked a little silly. It made me roll my eyes occasionally. I get it that the casual fan may sort of be entertained, abused by it. So, maybe to bring in the bring back the casual fan and to hold their attention, you need that. The fake crowd noise, because it was a Laker home game, so when they would score, you know, okay. Well, it's just wrong to me. It's beneath the dignity of the National Basketball Association, but that's where we are right
now. Well, get ready. You might have some fake crowd noise in NFL games, too.
I know. I got it. But the point is, did I miss the fans? Did the game miss the fans? Yes.
Yes.
I cannot tell a lie. It was not quite the same. There wasn't the same electricity.
Right.
There wasn't the same energy. There wasn't the same home team, home crowd edge that you usually get.
Correct.
Because the visiting team is always playing on the edge of the cliff the whole night because they have no backup. They have no backstop, emotional backstop, because if the home team gets on a roll, it's going to get fed.
Right.
It's going to beast all over you because the crowd is going to play an essential role in the run.
And even if the home team doesn't make a basket, if they force you to turn the ball over, Skip, the crowd goes crazy. Anything that you do that's not positive, the crowd is into the ball game. And so that was most surprising about me, Skip. We saw in both games, all four teams have double-digit leads.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them evaporated like that.
Yeah.
With no live fans, I mean virtual fans.
Okay, it's because the players found they couldn't lean on their fans to sustain their run.
Right.
So the Lakers go on a big, or let's do the Clippers. The Clippers go on a big run coming out of halftime, and it's just like, they're not going to get much. They're supposed to get a little bit of crowd roar. I think it's like a fourth of what the Lakers get.
Well, they're supposed to get booed. They're supposed to get booed. Were they any booed?
They didn't boo. And so you have to dredge up your own energy.
Right.
It goes back to your earliest days playing, I don't know what you played, peewee football or whatever.
Yep, yep.
And you got a few parents on the sideline, but mostly you got to motivate yourself.
You absolutely right.
And these guys played AAU games where I'm sure it was just a few parents in the stands. You have to reach down and propel yourself.
Right.
You can't lean on the crowd.
Right.
You can't fall back on the crowd because it's not going to help you at all. But in the end...
Hold up. Somebody said, Skip, this is... maybe Alvin Gentry said this is the biggest AAU tournament in the world.
It was. Well, it is.
It is.
It has that whole feel, even off the court. You're just hanging with the fellas.
Because what did we see last night, Skip? We saw teams that's going to play tonight actually sitting in the stadium, stands, watching the team. We never see that.
And to your point, it looked to me like there were actually 12 live fans there, and they all played for other teams.
Right.
And they were getting a great kick out of what was going on.
Right.
And the players on both teams started to play to them a little bit. Because at one point, Pat Bev was out on LeBron, and LeBron jacked up a three, and it missed badly. And Pat Bev gave him a look like, is that all you got? You know, you're going to miss it that badly?
Exactly.
But he was playing to the dozen or so players.
Right.
And they were hooting and hollering. They were getting a great kick out of his facial expression. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all you got 12 live sort of quote-unquote fans, and that's all you got.
Hey, because most of the time, Skip, what does players say? If I'm not playing in the game, I'm not going to a stadium or to an arena and watch someone else play.
Yep.
Maybe the finals, occasionally guys are guest commentating for finals game. But as far as just like, okay, I'm going to go watch it. And that's how guys are at the Super Bowl. If I play for the 49ers and we're not in the Super Bowl, I'm not going to sit in the stands and watch another two other teams play.
Okay, but in the bubble, it might beat fishing, right? I don't know. It might beat a video.
You might be right. All right. But so there's a lot of things that guys are doing that they normally wouldn't do. I remember playing high school basketball, like at the end of the, you know, the girls would be playing and the guys would come out in our uniform and we sit up in the stands and watch them. Then we go back in the locker room to the game and then we come out.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just, you know, and sometimes we, you go to the regional tournament, you know, the playoffs.
Yep.
And then, you know, you watching the other teams play and things like that. But the NBA, I can assure you, they've never watched another NBA game like this.
Especially like sitting courtside.
Right.
It's just weird.
Exactly.
Okay, but in the end, my final takeaway, I sat back after this was over, and it was such a joy to watch it that I said, I just don't care.
Exactly.
At least it happened. I'll take this. In any way, shape, or form, you can give me that. It mattered.
Yes.
It counted.
Yes.
It was... That they were going at it now.
Yeah.
There was no half speed last night. They were playing for keeps.
Well, Skip, the thing is that we know about these two teams, there's a healthy level of respect, but I don't think there's a healthy level of like. So,
agreed.
So, you know, hey, we respect you. We know what you are, but we do this.
Thank you.
Big thank you all around. And, guys, I saw a funny story. There is an eject button if any of those virtual fans do not behave. So don't try to do anything crazy because it might be out. Don't do anything crazy.
Virtual fans can curse.
Virtual fans.
No mercy.
Williamson and the Pelicans were unable to put away the Jazz last night. New Orleans led by as many as 16 in the game and 8 in the fourth quarter, but could not hang on. And due to a minute's restriction, Zion sat out the final 7 minutes and 19 seconds of the game as the Jazz held on to win 106-104. So, Shannon, why did the Pelicans blow the lead?
Well, they turned the ball over. They were sloppy, Skip. And if you look at I don't know if I've ever seen – don't recall seeing a game – where the two teams combine for more turnovers than assists. That's a very odd stat line to have, Skip. But the Pelicans shot 27% in the fourth quarter, turned the ball over. Jordan Clarkson came in, gave him great production. But, Skip, at the end of the day, I'm watching this. What are they doing with Zion? If you're going to put him on a minute restriction, don't you want those minute restrictions at the end of the quarters
as
opposed to at the beginning?
Yep.
Skip, the man played 15 minutes. You mean to tell me you can't play him 6 minutes a quarter and get half of the game? 15 minutes? Are you really trying to skip? I just want to know one thing. Are you trying to get the eighth or the ninth seed? I just need to know, Pelicans, what you're trying to do. Because I don't know if you can get it playing the guy 15 minutes. Skip, I understand that he was away tennis system, but this got to stop. The guy, I understand he's the face of your franchise. But this minutes restriction, what is this? The dude had 4 months off. they lost the game, Skip, because they got sloppy with the basketball. And that's what happened. They allowed the Jazz to slowly, methodically creep back into the ball game. The Jazz had a big lead, and they got sloppy with the basketball and allowed the Pelicans to get back in the basketball game. But when you turn the ball over to two teams combined for 40 turnovers, Skip, I think the game, it got interesting because it was close. But, Skip, this game was sloppy. There were a lot. I mean, 20 turnovers, that's nasty.
To me, the New Orleans Pelicans lost this game because Zion Williamson sat over on the bench for the last 7 minutes and 19 seconds.
What is that, Skip?
He is this team's closer. He's not afraid of the brightest light.
No.
He had made 6 of 8 shots. He made 4 or 5 shots where I said, really? For a man that big to have that kind of touch, that kind of feel off the glass. But I'm going to say it again, and I'll just echo what you said from the start. He's just too heavy.
Simple.
And they sold us all through this pandemic. He's working out, he's getting in shape. We'd see pictures, we'd see this, we'd, you know, they would just glow about how how committed he is to his new nutrition and weightlifting and blah, 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 blah. And it's all phony baloney.
Yep.
Because he's been eating too much baloney. And in the end,
if he's been in New Orleans,
hey,
you don't
hey. Is he 300?
Easy.
Okay. It's too much weight. I know he's still a very young man, but your knees won't be able to tolerate.
No, not the up and down like that.
Not like this. And if you could just slim down 20, if you could lose 20,
yes,
you'd be sleeker, faster. Your endurance would go up greatly. It looks like he can't even make it more than 15 minutes.
Skip, the thing is, he needs to really, in all honesty, no bull jiving.
Yep.
He needs to talk to Charles Barkley. Because that is the one guy that had the athleticism. Mm-hmm. He was undersized, but he was extremely explosive. And Charles was 300. But Charles got his weight down. He said Moses Malone told him he was fat and lazy. And I don't think the kid is lazy. He's a big kid. But as much effort as he puts into his game, he's going to have to put into his nutrition and training. Skip, he's too heavy. I don't care. I've been in too many locker rooms. I know 300 pounds when I see it. And like you said, you go into the game and say, yeah, he's on a minute restriction. You go into the game and say, 15 minutes, you might as well don't even play him. If you're going to play a guy 15 minutes, you might as well not play him because the minutes that he play is not going to be meaningful because they had a four-point lead when he went to the bench. Mm-hmm. So I just need to know, are you trying to catch Memphis or are you trying to stay in the 9th seed because the 8-9 will have play-in games. If 8th seed wins, they go on. If 9th seed wins, they go play another game. Skip, what is this?
It felt like a crushing loss for the Pelicans. It felt like it might have ended their season. What do we all want to see? Maybe you don't want to see it, but I want to see Pelicans-Lakers in the first round. It would be so much fun to watch the ex-Laker kids, you know, against LeBron and company.
Right.
And that was the game they needed to win. That was the game they were in command of.
Yes.
They're up 89-81 early fourth because he made another shot up off the glass. And I got to say, I'm a big fan. It is mesmerizing watching this kid do this at this weight. It's impossible what he's doing. And obviously, when you want to talk about bouncing people off.
Well, Skip, you remember he lowered his shoulder early in the first quarter. He looked like a fullback.
He did. And you want to talk about just running through brick walls.
Right.
There's no brick wall that can stop him.
No.
So the point is that the play of the night is the play that he makes off a bounce pass on a semi-break behind his back to Lonzo, if we could see that. It's unbelievable for a man who weighs three bills at, what do we call him, 6'6", I guess. And what a feel for the game. What a feel, because he played point guard in high school. Mm-hmm. And this is a budding superstar who's not going to last very long, to your point, unless you get it down a little bit. You got to get manageable.
You got to, Skip.
Yeah, because...
And people are like, well, leave him alone. He's always been... I understand. But he's never had to play 82 games a season. Yeah. He never had to. They're gonna need him to play 35 to 38 minutes a night, Skip.
Yeah.
He's never had to do that. And if you look at Duke, the one little time, he got injured. And it seems like as soon as he starts to get in shape, what happens? We have a break in the action. And so now he can't get that consistent training. And the young guys need to learn. You look at LeBron. When they had a break, LeBron didn't stop training. Mm-hmm. He kicked it into high gear. He understands. And that's what these young players are going to have. Mainly Zion, if I can implore you to do one thing, sit down and talk to Charles Barkley and ask him how he did it.
Yeah.
Because Charles was unbelievable. Charles had an unbelievable career. But he would not have had it had he tried to play his entire career at 300 pounds.
Okay. Now, to my guy, Lonzo Ball. In the five games before the hiatus, Lonzo Ball started shooting the fire out of the basketball. He averaged 21-8-8 in those last five games. He shot 54% from the field, but better still, he shot 51% from the three-point line over five games. He was 22 of 43 shots. He looked like an NBA budding superstar at that point, and that happened. And 5 months later, he comes back and looked like last night he'd never even shot a basketball in his life.
He looked like the old Lonzo.
He looked like the old Lonzo. And it was hard to watch. It was hard on my eyes. It was hard on this team's psyche because he had a lot of looks in the fourth quarter, a lot of looks in the second half that are the kind of shots that if you're the star or a star of the team, you just got to make those shots. Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of star of the team, Brandon Ingram looked like a budding superstar for the first three quarters.
Skip, you remember LeBron tweeting? LeBron said, you don't realize how special this guy is.
Magic said that also.
But the thing was, Skip, mm-hmm. he need his own team. He was never going to be that with LeBron. Yep. He needs the ball,
but unfortunately, in the fourth quarter last night, he went 1-for-6.
He had a look to win it. I thought he did too,
and it sort of went in and out.
Yep.
But the point is, they needed Zion to finish. Right. I think they all feel empowered when he's on the floor with them. They're like, we got something you don't got.
Skip, okay, they have a four-point lead. How about the last 2 minutes? But I guess, you can tell he's not coming back in the game, because if he's coming back in the game, he's going to get on a stationary bike.
Yeah.
He's not going to just be sitting there cold like that, Skip. He's going to get on the bike, make sure he stays warm. But, Skip, it's 15 minutes and four quarters, so he's playing less than 4 minutes a quarter.
Mm-hmm. And he scores 13 in 15 minutes. That'll work.
Yes.
So if you double that, you get your 26 out of him. But there's one other stat that is also glaring on the sheet. He had a big goose egg in the rebound category. Yeah. That will not work either. And I don't know why. You would think, is he just too groundbound at 300-plus pounds?
Yeah, he can't have a stat line like
that.
Nope.
Zero
that's
points?
Like a, that's like a
I mean,
a,
rebounds?
Rebound. That's like a point guard having zero assists.
Yeah.
Just by nature, I mean, you got to have an assist. He's got to have a rebound. He's got to. And I understand he only played 15 minutes, but still, he got to get in and get some boards. But he got to get that weight under control. I don't care what anybody says, mm-hmm. and I'm not trying to, body shame him or anything like that. I just think in order for him to maximize his ability, he's going to have to drop some pounds.
Yep. No mercy.
The Clippers were without two key pieces to their roster last night in the two-point loss to LeBron and the Lakers. Reigning sixth man of the year, Lou Williams, who is in the middle of a 10-day quarantine, did not suit up, and Montrezl Harrell is not even in Orlando at the moment. So, Shannon, how much of a difference would Lou and Montrez have made? Think about this one here, Ken.
You have two top 10 players on your roster that are healthy. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are two of the 10 best players that's in the bubble. There's no question about that, Skip Bayless. They have to bring this home. It's easy to say, well, if they had Lou with, hold on, wait a minute. Now, if you get blown up by 15, 20, yeah, they could have made a difference. But you only down two, and you still have your two superstars. One finished third in the MVP voting last year. The other was the finals MVP just last year. Mm. So you're that close, you got to bring it home. That's what my partner has taught me. Mm. If you're that guy, that's what you tell me. If you're that guy, he's that guy. That's what the Hall of Famer tells me. Mm-hmm. You're in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yep.
Sometimes I wonder about that since you can't.
Sometimes I do wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Skip, look, Lou Will can get buckets as good as anybody. He might be the greatest sixth man ever. Some might say Jamal Crawford. Okay. I think they're two of the top three or four sixth men in NBA history. But he is a defensive liability. And in the last time the Lakers played, they put him in pick and roll, and they went at Lou Will. Mm-hmm. Just like they did when they played the Mavericks. What did they do, Skip? They put Doncic in the pick and roll, and they went at it. Mm-hmm. So it's a trade-off. Trez is unbelievable. But at the end of the day, which one of those guys is going to prevent Anthony Davis from getting 34 points? None.
Mm.
So therein lies the rub, Skip Bayless.
Mm.
I know it's, we got a moral victory. We played you down to the wire. Without two guys that come off the bench and give us about 40 a night, you did that.
Mm.
But guess what? Your two superstars, when it mattered the most, that's what you tell me. This is a superstar. The NBA is a superstar league, and superstars win games.
Mm.
So, in other words, you want Lou Will and Trez to save Kawhi's legacy. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm.
Is that what I'm hearing you said? I just want to hear you go get it on the record.
Mm.
Let the record show Skip Bayless believes Lou Will and Trez Harrell are the guy that can save Kawhi Leonard's legacy.
They are the two guys who can help Kawhi win this year's championship. Oh. And they were not there last night. And if they had been there, the Clippers would have won this game by double digits. It is still astounding to me that the Clippers had a shot, a decent shot, to win the game despite not having the league's most dynamic bench duo. They're gone. They're out of sight and out of mind, and it was hard on the psyche of this team because I don't think this team had still quite recovered from the fact that Lou Will betrayed this team and went from the Magic Kingdom to the Magic City in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he was ordering up his classic
there
wings.
There are a lot of sights to see at both locations.
Lots of sights to see. So, again, I think it really hurt the overall sort of unity feeling of this team.
Yeah.
And LeBron brought his Los Angeles University Laker team into this game with all this college rah-rah, and they're rooting for each other.
Right.
And I'm not sure the Clippers were rooting for each other quite like the Lakers were last night. And the Lakers came out playing harder than the Clippers did.
We hang together.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James and Quinn Cook and all the guys, we go hang together. We play video game.
Right.
What do you think Kawhi doing? You think Kawhi hanging with the guys?
Here's what I think LeBron should be doing today. He should be horrified by the fact that that team, that Clipper team with all the liabilities Doc was forced to play last night, hung in and had a shot to win the game. I'm going to remind everybody, the full Clipper roster has been together now only 12 times this whole basketball season, interrupted as it was. 12 times, and they're 11-1 in those 12 games. I'm going to remind you that going into last night, AD and LeBron had played 53 games together versus only 32 for Kawhi and Paul George. How do you even have an idea of how each other is going to play in a game of that magnitude last night when half of your team has missed all the scrimmage games?
First of all, you knew that when you got Kawhi, that practicing and load management was going to be a part of the process. So don't give me that, well, the guys don't practice together, because you knew damn well when you signed Kawhi Leonard, Skip, that those balky knees that you keep talking about were going to be an issue, and he's going to need to load manage somewhere between 15 and 20 games a season.
So the Clippers needed, down the stretch of what used to be the regular season, they needed reps. LeBron needed rest.
No, we needed rest. No, you see, we look rusty.
No, you didn't.
Let me ask you a question. When last time you saw
LeBron? A little old.
There you go. When was the last time you saw LeBron shoot the ball that bad?
Oh, how can I count the days, the nights? I don't know. He often shoots the ball.
Didn't you see what he did against Giannis? And the last time he played Kawhi? He didn't go step.
A couple of good games to end it up.
A lot of good games.
I thought he edged ahead in the MVP race.
A lot of good games.
Okay, but the point is, this team is a shell of itself when it comes to being a unified, united, well-oiled machine of a team. It's just trying to figure out how to play together, and they just throw it out there on the floor, roll the ball out, and hang in and get a last shot to beat LeBron and AD, in part because AD once again disappeared in the fourth quarter.
Let me ask you a question. When that ball left Paul George's hands, what chance did you give it of going in?
Not much.
Exactly. I gave it zero.
Bad shot.
I gave it zero.
What have I told you from the start? Kawhi Leonard, not a natural-born closer. Paul George, definitely not a natural-born closer. Who does close for this team? Lou Will can be sweet in the fourth quarter, and Montrez is a beast in the fourth quarter. He is undeniable at the glass, at the rim. He takes over games in the fourth quarter. He can impose his physical will on a team. Those two huge elements were missing last night, and despite two superstars who can't close, it still comes to a last shot. You should be ashamed of that.
No, what you should be is ashamed of your guys, because with 12.9 seconds, I think, your two best players on your team had the ball. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, we're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a game in which Chris Godwin and Mike Evans doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady has the ball for a last-second drive. He's driving down the field. He throws the ball to Gronk on fourth down. Are you talking about what he didn't have, or are you saying, you know what? Gronk and Tom Brady had a chance to win the game, because that's what you had. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George had the ball in their hands the last 12 seconds and got nada.
Well, Brady to Gronk, I'll take that any day.
Okay, yeah. So the Clippers.
I'll take Brady to O.J. Howard. I'll take Brady to Cameron Brate.
So let that sink in for just a second. You had Kawhi and Paul George had the ball in their hands.
And they had a bad plan because they had no plan. Is that what you call spacing? It's not even social distancing, because they're standing on top of each other. And Kawhi should have finished the play, and he got a little overwhelmed and intimidated by LeBron, because I think Kawhi's knees are still balky.
He doesn't
have the lift that he's had in the
LeBron
past.
LeBron pulled that Lonzo on
him. Did he? Okay.
At Pelican Bay, he put in cases on all of you.
Did he? Okay. And all of a sudden, he has to hand off to Paul George, and they're so close to each other that LeBron can say, well, I'll just guard him also.
Because he can do
Inexcusable.
But, Skip, you know how we guarded Paul George for years when we was in Cleveland and when we were in Miami and he was in Indiana. Mm. So we feel very comfortable with Paul George.
Would you have felt comfortable if Lou Will had been on the floor, if Montrez had been on
the floor
with those two guys? Now you've got issues. You got problems.
Y'all got the problems because it seems to me y'all can't get your guys down in the bubble, and the guys that's in the bubble, you can't get them to stay in the bubble and do what they're supposed to do when they leave the bubble.
We got problems because we had problems last night. Liabilities. Landry Shamet had played zero scrimmage game minutes, and he gets thrown into the fire. And he played, 22 minutes, and he goes 1-for-8 and 0-for-6 from three. That's a liability.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Danny Green was 2-of-6 from the three. Caldwell Pope was 0-of-3 from the three. Deion Waiters was 1-of-6 from the three. Caruso was 0-of-2. You make it seem like there was a Splash Brothers.
You've got the two best players in basketball. Is there a more dynamic starting duo than LeBron and AD?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You told me Kawhi was better than LeBron. So, no, we don't. Y'all got the best player in the bubble. That's what you told me.
No, you told me you got the two best players. You got the Defensive Player of the Year and the MVP playing together.
And what did you tell me? These are the two best wing defenders since Jordan and Pippen, and they might be a tad better.
Mm.
Really?
Could Pat Bev play last night? No, he played zero scrimmage minutes, and I thought maybe he wouldn't even play at all.
But
he did.
They
threw him in for 15 minutes, and he hit two big shots.
And if he hadn't hit those shots, we'd have blew the nose off you.
Well, he did hit those shots.
And it didn't do you no good.
If he could have played 30 minutes, you would have lost.
No, he wouldn't.
This was the Clippers as shorthanded as you can get. And all of a sudden, you're saying, we beat them. We put them in their place. No, you didn't. They put you in your place.
Yeah, y'all had Paul George and Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were not without your two stars.
Y'all had Reggie Jackson. I'm talking about me, y'all. Reggie Jackson playing 34 minutes at point?
Are you kidding me? Skip, you remember, in the buyout, this is why he went to the Clippers, mm-hmm. because of the minutes that he was going to be able to get, because they really didn't have a point guard, because they know Bron runs the point and then Rondo. So he says, I don't want limited minutes. I want to go there and get major minutes.
And I want to go 3-for-10 against the Lakers, and that's what he did last night.
Hold on.
And have you ever seen Marcus Morris play worse than that? The other twin, as you call him?
Yeah, Keith.
What is he doing? What's Marcus doing? He's 0 for 4. He zonks. He has 0 points.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because he still think he had the Knicks and they need them 20 from him, so he keep on shooting. Keep on shooting, Morris. No mercy.